Hello.
Hi, Chad. It's Tina from Local Splash getting back to you.
Yeah, we still didn't get the main number switched from mine to Sam's, and I'm going to be going out of the country. And, like, I'm going to be leaving a lot. That's why we're trying to do this. So she needs to have the main number.
Okay, so
like I travel out of the country once every 5 weeks to Columbia, so it needs to be in her name. That way we're not missing any calls.
Okay, question though. I see a note on your account from April 2nd that they updated the number to 217-685-9651. Is that the correct number for Sam?
Yes.
That is? Okay, so let me look on your Google listing and on your website and everything and see if they missed them. Okay.
See, like, I'm still getting the Local Splash text messages saying, hey, we're going to forward this thing. Like, all that should be going to her, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay. So I think what happened is they changed it for the customer to reach her, but on our end, we still have the text messages going to you. So let me fix that.
No, everything needs to be running towards her because I leave quite often. So
got
she
it.
Needs to, that way, because, like, when I'm gone sometimes, I know that I don't get calls from people, so I know I'm missing business calls as well. So
okay. So I'm updating her number in the cell phone field. So moving forward, all text messages will go to her. And then, last question, Chad, is, what about emails? Cause we have chad_handley@ymail.com. Do you want me to change that to her?
Yeah.
It's, samreynolds00@gmail. I'm walking out to the truck too to get the debit card so you guys can take payment.
Okay. Yeah, that I was going to ask you about that because this one says the account was closed, but no problem. So Sam Reynolds, reynolds00@gmail.com?
Correct.
You got it. Okay, so moving forward,
another thing.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Another thing was this morning a customer called.
Yes.
And actually, it came through Local Splash. Chad got the message. I called her back for my number, and she said, you guys are open today. And I said, well, yeah, our phone lines, I mean, we're open all the time. You know, our phone lines are always open. She said, the website said your hours, you guys are closed. I said, no, we're not closed. So I don't know what she's talking about.
So let me look at the site. I think it's because of the payment. If the payment, doesn't go through on the designated date, they put a little friendly reminder at the top that says, oh, no, it's actually not even on your site. So usually they'll have that little reminder that says, hey, you know, the website is no longer being updated. Please call your marketing agency. But that's not on here either. So
the customer said when she looked this up, it said that our business hours that we were closed. And I'm like, well, no, we're never closed.
Well, let me ask you, in case we need to update something, on the website it says Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and then it says Saturday and Sunday closed.
Let just run 7 days a week.
Okay, 7 days a week,
I'll
8 a.m.
I'll answer calls whenever.
I love it. Okay, you might as well. You know, on the weekends, you know, if you needed someone needed you, sometimes you even get a little bit extra for an emergency call. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
you might as
well. Yeah, and I mean, we work 6 days a week anyhow. So, I mean, the only reason we take Sundays off is because my wife makes us.
Yes, that makes sense. Yeah, but why not take the calls and schedule something for Monday then? You know what I mean?
I mean, if the money's right, I'm on the way. I'll listen to her bitch. I don't care.
Yeah, exactly. So,
she ain't bitching when she's shopping.
Right? You're funny. So, okay, we'll get that changed for you today. We'll get Monday through, we'll get 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then, whenever you're ready, I can update the billing. I don't know if you still have to go get it
I'm ready.
Okay.
And is there a way that you can have it automatically come out of this account and not Chad's account if I give you the routing and account number? Because this is our business account.
They don't do the ACH anymore, but if you have a debit that goes with that business account, we can do that. And then moving forward, it'll stay on that payment method.
Perfect. Yeah, I want it to come out of our business account instead of Chad's because he's always calling me, hey, we got to switch money, and it's just a pain when it can come out of our account. But we didn't have this account when we set up with you guys. We were just getting started, you know what I mean?
Oh, so yeah, it's been a little bit of a work in progress. I get it. So does this one say Sam Reynolds, or how does the name
read? It says Samantha. It says Samantha Reynolds Built Right Decks Fencing. It's our name, but it's got my name on it. Yes.
Okay, so Samantha Reynolds and the business name. So let me indicate that. No middle name or initial, right?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and then what's the billing address?
2421 South 12th Street, Springfield, 62703. Same as the business. It's all my house.
62703, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because I have the business address on a different screen. So I want to, he had a Riverton address for billing, so I'm just updating it.
Yes.
So Springfield. Okay, and then the card number when you're ready.
It is 5580-7300-2716-4747.
Okay, and expiration?
826.
And the code?
218.
218.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so let me get your authorization, and then you will be good to go. And then moving forward, it'll stay on this one. So.
Okay, cool. And then I'll be receiving the text messages and stuff, correct?
Yes. Yes, I actually have that set up right now. Let me actually I'm going to initiate one. It'll just say test on it and just make sure that you get it. So give me a sec. I'll pick one through the system, and then it'll I'll do one that says we tried calling, just a generic one, and then it'll go, if it's set up properly, it'll go to you. So let's see.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. You all ready for the weekend?
Yeah, we're working, but yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
It's funny because I talk to so many business owners that tell me, oh, I'm here 7 days a week, 16 hours a day, and I always tell them, well, you got to take a little time to enjoy it too, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, we do. Chad does more so than I do, but I also, have another job besides this too. I have a bar, so I do this during the day, and then I call it quits at 4 o'clock, and sometimes I'm able to run home and change, and then I have to go work my bar and work it till close. So, I mean, I run ragged. I also have a food trailer, so I'm all over the place.
Wow, that's why, I see, because the bar, that's the busy time is during the weekend, right?
Yeah. I do that like 4 or 5 nights a week, and then on weekends through the summer, if I get a venue, I'm in the food trailer, and then I do this Monday through Saturday during the day with these guys, and so, you know, it's just, it is what it is, but you gotta make money somehow.
Yeah, you're right. You gotta, what do they say, strike while the iron's hot, so to speak, you know?
Yeah, and you can never have enough, so.
Yeah, that's true. But okay, I sent you that email, which also initiated a text message. Can you just...
text message, yes, I just received both.
Okay, and it says, sorry we missed you, but remember, I just selected that one, so we didn't miss you. You don't have to get back to us. I was just testing it, okay?
All right, thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome. Have a nice weekend.
See you, bye-bye.
Thank you, bye.